Imagine sitting at your kitchen table and deciding, let's create a brewery. That's what Nate and Penny Peterson did. And boy, is it successful. Wishful Acres Farm and Brewery has never been a bad time for me. It's enjoyable and exciting, and it's because of those two people. Let's take a listen.
I am at Wishful Acres Farm and Brewery with my friends Nate and Penny Peterson, and I want everyone to get to know a little bit about this wonderful place and these wonderful people. And I guess I'm going to ask the first question, Nate and Penny. By the way, first of all, thank you for being here. Thank you for doing this.
Absolutely.
All right. The question is, so it started off as a farm, and you're probably sitting at the dinner table one night, and one of you says, hey, let's create a brewery. How did that start and how did that go?
I would say it was probably years of dinners, maybe, not just one. I would say that's kind of how it started. Definitely started as a farm with the goal in mind that I had from the beginning of creating a family business that we could both work from home at, because at the time, for many years, Nate had worked night shift and it was really awful for, we had little kids. And so my goal was always to create a business that we could work from home. And I wanted that to be a farm, and, started the farm, had the property, and Nate had started home brewing even before we had the farm. And so it just kind of was an evolution that came about as realizing, well, the farm itself isn't going to make this happen. Maybe we can add different things on to kind of increase the business size, maybe to make it possible for it to be a self-sustaining business that could support our family.
So you have the self-sustaining business that you're starting. And I mean, there's a lot of equipment that goes into this and a lot of things. How did it go slowly? The process go slowly? Or was it one of these things where it's like, whoa, we're going to have a brewery. Wow.
I remember there was planning that had happened even years prior, where we had discussed like, how could this work? How would we want? And the business side of things is definitely my forte. I have a business degree, so that helped with planning and made me feel more comfortable, obviously, with doing it. But there was a lot of planning, and I remember writing business plans with you probably even 5 years before. And so definitely it was an evolution of years. And I think I remember even having like little, we would discuss. I had to really convince you hard to keep it here on the farm, because at the time I remember you wanted to put it somewhere else. You were talking about like strip malls or different things. And I said, there's, you know, and my main goal was to do it. At the time you still worked full time. Mm-hmm. And my main goal was to keep it small, to start really small, because we didn't know at the time. I mean, even when we first opened, you were still working your full time job. Keep it small. And I always like to contain the risk, do things in the least risky way as possible. So no matter what, even if things don't go well or don't go as you hoped, it's okay. You're going to be okay because you haven't taken a lot of risk. So that was kind of, and so as far as the equipment, I remember it was always a goal of starting small. So I remember you were looking at big equipment and I said, well, what about this? And I would kind of, I would always have to kind of pull him back. Well, what about this? What about this system? What if we do this? What if we do this small? And what if we start with this? And then we did start as very small. And over the course of the first couple of years as we were open, we actually added, our brew system never changed, but we added like bigger fermenters and different equipment. So we definitely grew kind of the first couple of years equipment wise. Once we realized, oh, hey, we're going to be okay. We're going to make it. After 6 months of being open, he was able to leave his job. So that was like my main goal. Holy cow, we made it. Like, hey, we're all here. It took me like 10 years to get us here. We're all here. We're all in the business. We're working from home. And then from that point on, once he was able to leave his job and once we were able, like, okay, hey, we're going to make this, we're going to be okay. Then it was kind of like, okay, how can we make things a little better equipment wise? And especially after we were open, seeing what worked and what hadn't worked, I think we were able to kind of change. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense. Now we're at the point we've made it.
Yeah.
We've made it. Let me ask you just a very simple question. Is this what you visualized, or is it? Is it Is it different than what you visualized?
Oh, of course it's different.
Totally different than what we visualized.
How is it different than what you visualized?
Well, we kept it really small because we thought no one in their right mind would come out in the middle of nowhere to get beer. So we thought that wasn't going to be a thing. Well, we were very wrong.
Yes, you were. We were very, I can yes. say that to you. Yes, you were.
We were very wrong. Yeah.
Luckily, we were very wrong. Yes. I remember talking to an insurance company when we were first getting insured, and they said, "Well, what are your forecasts?" And I said, "Well, I am very conservative, so here's kind of what I'm forecasting." And it was so small, and I mean, I think we blew past like the year five projections after like year
six months,
one,
like
maybe
that.
Year
yeah.
one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful. Now, I'm going to give you the statement that you've heard me say, and you don't roll your eyes at it because I mean it. I have never had a bad time at Wishful Acres Brewery, Farm and Brewery. I've never had a bad time. And I love Llama Slobber. You know how much I love the beer slush, but you could put the beer away. And when I walk out here, I have a good time. Why is that?
We try to make people feel as comfortable as they can. We try to make this as more of a, I think a, like a home environment rather than a very sterile like brewery environment. We don't have a whole lot in common with like other breweries that we've found that we probably have more in common with like other wineries. So we did a little research into that and how they operate. Then we came back to other breweries and kind of mix everything together into like a big like kind of pot and then see how it went. Like a lot of the things that the wineries did really attached itself well, and a lot of things that the breweries do attach itself even better. So we just kind of try and make people feel comfortable and have a good time instead of, you know.
And I think the fact that we're different lends itself well. And I think the fact that we're out in a rural area, kind of in the middle of nowhere. I mean, the farm itself, this is our family farm. People are coming basically to our home. They're coming onto our farm. And I think it's built a sense of community. I think the farm itself has kind of become a character all on its own, if that makes sense.
I said to Nate the other day, I said, you know, don't be surprised sometime when I'm having a bad day. I'm not going to want any beer, any water. You might see me at 8 o'clock in the morning sitting out in your yard because of how
peaceful
yeah. and how wonderful it is. Yeah. And my boys love this place. My wife loves this place. And for the first time a few weeks ago, my new miniature schnauzer loves this place. I mean, it's one of these things that it's such a wonderful place to be. Okay, let's talk a little bit about beer.
Sure.
And when I say this, how do you come up with your titles?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, a lot of hemming and hawing and going back and forth. And
that's actually one of the harder parts of...
Why is it Llama Slobber?
I don't even remember how that one came about.
I remember how that came about.
I think because Mia had paintings on the wall that were llamas, and it kind of gave us the idea of calling it. And it sticks. I mean, it's interesting. It's unique. People don't forget
it's
it.
It's farm-based.
Yeah, definitely.
It is.
Some of the better names that we come up with are farm-based or like Ladybug or Llama Slobber. Those are the ones that I think we have the most success with.
When you say community, it seems to me that when I come out here with my family or I'm out here, it always seems like everybody's on the same page and we all chat and talk and get along. How has your outside area and also the building of your, now we can call it a shed.
The greenhouse.
How do you feel that has helped push the brewery?
Well, the greenhouse was actually a part of the farm production. So that was here long before the brewery. I used it to grow in. And then during COVID, when we weren't allowed to have, we were limited with our indoor seating, we actually converted that to like a massive indoor outdoor seating where we could spread the tables out like 20 feet and it didn't matter because it's a huge, I don't even know how many square feet, 2,000 square feet or something in there. Mm-hmm. So that's how that came about. And that's just a really cool structure, I think, especially in the winter when the lights are on. It's just a really unique feel in there. But that's kind of how that came about. It wasn't put up for the brewery. It was already there for the farm, used to be grown in and kind of converted it, I guess, if you will.
How long does it take from beginning until end to come up with a new beer, say for Brewfest or say for here?
I would say you're very talented with that. This is where Nate's talent really shines through. He loves to brew beer. I mean, we're passionate about what we do because we love it. I mean, his favorite day of the week is when he gets to be in here on a Monday or Tuesday and brew his beer. So I would say, and I'll let him speak for himself, but I would say it actually comes fairly easy to him. Now you can talk about how you kind of come up with a brew, but it's his fun time, I guess.
It doesn't take a whole lot of time. I would say maybe it depends on the research. So maybe I would give it like 3-4 weeks of research, depending upon the style. If I'm familiar with that style, it doesn't take long at all. I like to experiment with new hops. I love to experiment with new grain. New grains don't always come around, but new hops are always coming around. So that makes it easier when you're experimenting. And then sometimes they don't always go the way you want, and it kind of goes sideways, not meaning that it goes off, but it's just not the flavor I was going for. So you have to kind of like, you have to do a couple of pilot batches to make sure you're getting where you're going. And then from there you can go ahead. But I would say probably takes a couple of months to get a new recipe put together that you're really happy with.
So why? Because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be listening to this, and I know why, and they listen to me and they know why they should come out. But from you, why should somebody come out here and check out Wishful Acres Farm and Brewery?
Number one, I think Nate is really good at brewing beer. I enjoy our beer. Our beer, he does a good job of it. We're a unique place. What else would you have to say?
I think it's an experience all on its own. It's not like everywhere else you've gone. This is going to be an experience, and it's really what it is the experience. Not always about the beer, like you said. It's about how you always have a good time here. You can come out here and have a good time. People come out here and have root beers
And I think something else that matters is it's us. We're the ones here when we're open. We're the ones pouring the beer. We don't have
huge staff.
We don't have employees out here pouring it. It's us. It's us day in, day out. I mean, we have a few family members a couple times a year if we have something with the kids or something, I can't be here. Otherwise, it is us day in, day out. You know, people talk to us. When someone pours your beer, you have a question. I mean, it's the guy making the beer that's pouring it.
It is an experience. There's no doubt about that. Before we leave, before we finish, do you have a favorite beer? Do either of you just have a favorite beer?
Overcast.
Half a bison.
That's our... Mm-hmm. When we go out to places that we seek those out, we don't. Yeah. There's not a whole lot of places
beer fans. We are German beer
fans. I'm a Hefeweizen fan too. I like them. I was drinking a lot of Overcast, and then all of a sudden Llama Slobber came about, and Overcast is like, hello, remember me? I used to like you. Remember that? I just want to let you know that I have a lot of friends that drink beer. And I am looking you square in the eye when I say this, but it's true that they love your beer. They love your beer. Suburban friends and come out. When you say the community and the experience, I can think of 5 or 6 individuals that I see out here a lot that it's almost like a Cheers situation.
They're like family. So a lot of people are like family too.
They almost are. Yeah. Yeah. If not our.
And I'm going to say, I think of Tom Cassidy. Mr. Cassidy. His family. Former students of mine, baseball coach of my son. And I've seen him so many times. And we just pick up our conversation and we go with it. It's great. Thank you so much for not only this, but as you participate in so many activities. Congratulations to your wonderful family and the diver and how he's going to do great things. But more importantly, thank you for always making my family feel welcome at Wishful Acres Farm and Brewery.
You're welcome for that.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you
very much for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you haven't been out to Wishful Acres, you need to go. What great people and what a great place to hang around for a weekend. Thanks to Jim Yeager, Arthur Schmidt, and the HCC Mass Communications Department for making us sound a lot better than we really are. Tim Beck, too, will have more interviews on Tuesday as the weeks progress. And more importantly, why is this community so wonderful? Because you're in it. So long, everybody.